Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world. This week's top stories include Shenyun leaves Canadian audiences awed and inspired. Nagoya, Japan, visitors connect with Falun Dafa at International Art Exhibition. Helsinki, Finland, candlelight vigil condemns the Chinese regime's persecution of Falun Gong. White House responds to petition on forced live organ harvesting in China. Human rights lawyers in China protest injustices against Falun Gong. And higher court refuses to overturn unjust sentencing of Falun Gong practitioners. Now for the stories. Shenyun leaves Canadian audiences awed and inspired. Shenyun Performing Arts completed its 2015 Canadian tour after six performances on January 21st to 25th in Toronto. The company has performed a total of 30 shows in eight cities in Canada since December 27, 2014. Government officials, business leaders, and many audience members have been awed by the beauty and authentic Chinese culture that Shenyun presents through masterfully designed performances. Presenting highest principles of human nature. The principles that are presented in the various dances are the highest principles of human nature, of human culture and civilization, commented Peter Kent, Conservative MP for the riding of Thornhill and former Environment Minister. It's always inspirational. The dances address the essence of civilization and humanity, good and evil, he said. He also noted, it deals with the principles and virtues of a sharing, caring society. World-class performance. This is a first-rate, first-class, world-class performance, said TV host and columnist Ezra Levant. He came to the performance on January 24th with his daughters for a second time. Speaking of the content of the show, Mr. Levant was glad that Shenyun is also educational for his children. It's a pleasure to be here, he said. Brilliant and seamless. Toronto Concert Orchestra conductor Carrie Stratton felt richly entertained after seeing Shenyun perform on January 25th at the Sony Center. Whoever has done the arrangements in the orchestration has really thought this out quite well, he remarked. Mr. Stratton also noticed the performance of each soloist. There's so many good solos in the orchestra, he said. The orchestra's playing so well, it's wonderful. The combination of Western and Chinese instruments was very attractive to him. He was also drawn by the visual presentation of Shenyun. The visuals, it's just nonstop, so much energy, he said. He called the animated effects incorporated into the show brilliant and seamless. Unbelievable and fantastic. I was so impressed, said Yuri Shimko, president of the International Council in support of Ukraine. He exclaimed, it was unbelievable, unbelievable, just fantastic. I learned so much about China that I never knew. A great civilization and a great people. I wish Shenyun would stay here for an entire month so that all of Toronto could see the performance. Just amazing, he said. Touching and inspiring beauty. Severine Arnaud, CEO of consulting company AltaVista and president of the Vancouver Francophone Chamber of Commerce, was amazed by Shenyun's performance on January 16th. Amazing, just beautiful, she said, to describe her experience with Shenyun. Her husband, Mr. Hazel, head trainer for a leading eyewear company, was moved by the ethereal beauty of classical Chinese dance. There were a couple of moments where I was brought to tears just by the sheer beauty of the movement on the stage of the dancers, he said. Ms. Arnaud was intrigued by the different styles of handmade costumes. Wow, I really like that. I can get some ideas from them, she said. Beautiful, very inspiring. Mr. Hazel was also impressed by Shenyun's orchestra. Amazing, seriously. The music is fantastic, he said, adding that each piece was flawless. It's so good, and it's so well synced and amplified into the room, it almost feels pre-recorded, but it's not, because I can see them right there in the orchestra pit. This is the real thing. Shenyun will continue to perform in the United States in Costa Mesa, California on January 29th to February 1st, Baltimore, Maryland on January 30th to February 1st, and New Orleans, Louisiana on January 30th and 31st. Nagoya, Japan, visitors connect with Falun Dafa at International Art Exhibition. The Art of Jin Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition was held at Nagoya City's Public Galleria for 6 days on January 13th through 18th, 2015. It gave visitors the chance to connect with Falun Dafa. Mr. Miharu Ito, CEO of the International Art Institute, Mr. Kinya Tamada, former vice chairman of the Inazawa City Council, Achi Prov, and Ms. Amano, daughter of former professor Kiji Kokobu, a highly respected philosopher in the study of ancient Greece and an honorary citizen of Olympia, Greece, attended the opening ceremony. Many visitors came to the exhibition with two questions. Does the persecution of Falun Dafa continue in China to this day? Why does the communist regime persecute Falun Dafa? I met Master Li in heaven 5 years ago. On the last day of the exhibition, a woman in her 60s told exhibition volunteers her own near-death experience where Master Li Hongzhi brought her back to life. It was during a craniotomy operation 5 years ago. While in a coma, she arrived at a heavenly place floating above the clouds where everything was glittering with golden light. The golden light was very bright, and she saw many beautiful flowers that don't exist in the human world. She also saw many divine beings, similar to those in the painting Fulfilling Vows, and met Master Li Hongzhi, who looked the same as in the painting Turning the Great Law Wheel. Master Li unlocked her memories, allowing her to remember the mission of those divine beings. Master Li then sent her back to her body. When she finally opened her eyes, she saw her family and friends surrounding her, calling her name, because they were worried that she would never wake up again. The moment she received a flyer to attend the Zhen Chan Ren International Exhibition, she immediately recognized that Master Li was the divine being who sent her back to her body. Being a president of a company, she has focused on working hard to make money and had never thought about the meaning of life. Even after the operation, she still had bad headaches and could no longer work. The art exhibition allowed her to start thinking about the meaning of life and ignited her interest in Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa is the highest Buddha law. One man, who is a Buddhist, came to the exhibition and told a volunteer that he knew Falun was mentioned in ancient Buddhist scriptures and that Falun Dafa was the highest Buddha law. He stayed at the exhibition for a long time, looking closely at every painting. He returned to the exhibition on the last day to see the images of Master again. Helsinki, Finland, Candlelight Vigil condemns the Chinese regime's persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners in Helsinki, Finland held a candlelight vigil on January 27, 2015 to commemorate Falun Gong practitioners tortured to death for their belief by the Chinese communist regime. January 27 marks the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. The Holocaust Memorial Day reminded the practitioners of those being killed by the Chinese communist regime today. The vigil was held near a train station to raise public awareness of the ongoing persecution in China. The practitioners held portraits of those killed in China for their belief in Falun Gong. The solemn scene and music drew the attention of passers-by, who stopped to learn more and signed the petition condemning the persecution. One said it was a meaningful thing to do. Another suggested that the Parliament of Finland should help stop the atrocities in China. The communist regime initiated its violent campaign against Falun Gong in 1999. The number of verified deaths from the persecution has reached 3,844. These practitioners were either tortured to death or died from abuses inflicted in detention centers, prisons, and labor camps. The true death toll is much higher, including those killed for their organs to be used in transplants for profit. The actual number is difficult to ascertain due to the ongoing persecution and censorship of such information.
White House responds to petition on forced live organ harvesting in China. The White House responded on Friday, January 30, 2015, to the petition submitted to its website, We the People, about 3 years ago, which called for investigating and condemning the Chinese Communist Party's CCP live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. The CCP regime launched a nationwide persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. Abductions, detentions, and torture of Falun Gong practitioners have since been taking place around the nation. The CCP military, armed police, prisons, labor camps, and medical professionals have carried out the state-orchestrated crime of forced live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. A large organ bank was established with medical data of imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners, thus creating an organ data network. The World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, WOIPFG, has investigated and recently published a list of 865 hospitals and 9,500 medical professionals involved. Based on postings on Chinese hospital websites and papers published in medical journals, these hospitals had, as of September 2014, completed transplantations of at least 176,267 kidneys, 40,170 livers, and 137,294 corneas. The European Parliament passed a resolution on December 12, 2013, calling on the Chinese Communist regime to immediately stop organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, religion, and minority groups. The White House responded, "The United States government opposes illegal or unethical harvesting or trafficking of human organs. We have urged China to cease harvesting organs from executed prisoners and have raised this issue with senior Chinese officials." China's leaders have announced a pledge to abolish the practice of taking human organs for transplant from executed prisoners, although we are aware of continued reports of such practices. We take such allegations very seriously and will continue to monitor the situation and the actions that Chinese authorities take to fulfill this commitment. The Chinese government's human rights practices and treatment of Falun Gong practitioners remain causes for concern. Since 1999, the Secretary of State has designated China as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act for having engaged in or tolerated particularly severe violations of religious freedom. As reported in the State Department's 2013 Country Report on Human Rights Practices and the 2013 International Religious Freedom Report, the Chinese government's respect for and protection of the right to religious freedom have deteriorated. The CCP regime's genocidal policies against Falun Gong have instigated the state-orchestrated crime of forced live organ harvesting, in which Falun Gong practitioners are executed for organs without public announcement. The CCP regime has admitted under pressure from the international community since 2006 that the organ transplants are from executed prisoners. But the number of announced death sentences has decreased year by year, which is not consistent with the exponential growth in organ transplants. Therefore, the unannounced execution of Falun Gong practitioners for live organs is likely the primary source of human organ trafficking in China. The petition on the website We the People collects signatures and requests that the Obama administration publicly condemn the CCP's atrocity of live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other detainees. The petition points out that live organ harvesting are crimes against humanity. The crimes have been happening in China for over 10 years. As a world leader in protecting human rights, the United States has a moral obligation to expose these crimes, stop them, and ensure that the perpetrators are brought to justice. The petition was initiated by Professor Arthur Kaplan, an expert on medical ethics research, Dr. Alejandro Centurion, a neurologist in California, and Professor Jian Chao Chu of Yale Medical School. Currently, 34,000 people have signed the petition. Human rights lawyers in China protest injustices against Falun Gong. Human rights lawyers in China have witnessed gross miscarriages of justice while representing Falun Gong practitioners, and in China's northeast, a group of lawyers are speaking out. 15 lawyers who represent practitioners in Benxi, Liaoning province, issued statements through Mingwei earlier this month to highlight the corruption within Mingshan District Court, where judges routinely intimidate Falun Gong practitioners and their families into dropping their defense lawyers or face an extended prison term. "I feel sorry about the injustice. Concern and support from everyone will help stop the persecution," said attorney Tong Tihan Hao. "Everyone, please support the Falun Gong group that has been persecuted for 15 years in China." Courts in Benxi have illegally sentenced more than 30 Falun Gong practitioners to prison over the last 2 years. The practitioners were charged with having Falun Gong books in their homes. Mr. Tang was the defense lawyer for practitioner Sun Chu Chia, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison for having Falun Gong books in her home. The judge, Ji Yun-chin, with the Mingshan District Court, pressured her to dismiss her lawyer before the trial. "Every contact with Falun Gong practitioners is an inspiration to me," Mr. Tang said, adding, "They remain positive when facing persecution and do not even resent the judges who intentionally follow the persecution policy and sentence them to prison. These kind-hearted people are frequently persecuted in China." Benxi police arrested most of the practitioners during raids around sensitive dates. More than 20 practitioners were arrested by Benxi police in 2013 and 2014 around July 20th, and 17 practitioners were arrested by Benxi police around April 25th last year. On April 25th, 1999, 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners traveled to Beijing to petition the government about slanderous reports in state-owned media and to call for the release of dozens of wrongly detained practitioners. July 20th was when the nationwide persecution officially began.
Higher court refuses to overturn unjust sentencing of Falun Gong practitioners. At the appeal hearing of two Sichuan men sentenced for distributing literature on the persecution of Falun Gong, their defense lawyer reiterated his client's constitutional rights to believe in Falun Gong and to share information about the practice with the public. He argued that his clients should never have been prosecuted for aspiring to be good people who adhered to Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in the first place. Moreover, his clients caused no harm to society nor broke any law. Hence the charge against them, sabotaging law enforcement, a charge often used in China to prosecute Falun Gong practitioners, was groundless and without legal basis. The two wrongly accused Falun Gong practitioners, Mr. Ming Shaolin and Mr. Zhang Jun, also testified against the police, the prosecutor's office, and the court officials for violating due process. Mr. Zhang explained how the lower court judge revoked his father's legal right to testify for him at his first trial last October, which handed him a 4-year prison sentence. Mr. Ming stated that he was beaten during police interrogation. After he refused to sign a police-prepared evidence document, the officer resorted to using Falun Gong materials confiscated from various arrests of other local practitioners as evidence to charge Mr. Ming. One of the officers told him, "You will be released if you pay 30,000 yuan." The lawyer requested another investigation of the evidence that was used to reach Mr. Ming's 4-year sentence. However, the presiding judge cut him off and retorted, "You can report me if you wish. The complaints office is right downstairs." The public prosecutor threatened to open an investigation of the defense lawyer when he pointed out that another prosecutor involved in the case had committed dereliction of duty. The defense lawyer and his two clients insisted the original verdict be thrown out as it lacked legal basis. The higher court judge, however, ignored them and adjourned the hearing without overturning the original sentence. It is not clear what the next legal step the higher court has in store for the two practitioners. From intimidating family members to sabotaging the attorney-client relationship, the court's abuses of the law and the illegal sentences it pronounces, even when no verdict was issued in trial, seem to be representative of how Falun Gong practitioners are treated in China's courts. The appeal hearing was held on January 14th this year. As the higher court forgot to inform the prosecutor's office of the trial date, the trial was delayed for more than an hour, which was another violated legal procedure, the defense lawyer pointed out. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.